Today's shir is Masechta Menachos, that pei gimel. We will begin Beis or Hashem's Baruch on that pei Beis on the Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara had begun with a discussion that a carbon should not be brought from Maaseh Sheni funds. The Mishnah taught us, Rabbi Elazar had learned that from the common Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, where it was no Maaseh, it was certainly could not have been brought from Maaseh Sheni funds, because there was no Maaseh Sheni yet, which Rabbi Kiva objected to, because Rabbi Kiva said, "V'chidon an efshem ishi efshem." Can we learn the halacha of something that is not possible from something that is possible? In other words, in Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Maaseh Sheni. Since there was no Maaseh Sheni, obviously the karma could not come from Maaseh Sheni. And Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that that's not a legitimate way of establishing a limud. So the Gemara said, we have to find another. The Gemara said, how will Rabbi Kiva indeed know this halacha? So the Gemara said, the way Rabbi Kiva is going to know this halacha is based on a pasuk of Zayis Torah L'Oil L'Minchel Chatus L'Shlamim, L'Zavach HaShlamim, that the Torah is makish, the Torah connects all kabbonis, one to the other. And the first carbon that was mentioned in that pasuk is the carbon oilam. And the Gemara in the shir, in our previous shir, at the Gemara said that we learned from there that a carbon has to be slaughtered with a knife. The pasuk uses the word mincha. Says the Gemara that we're learning from mincha for all other kabbonis. What does that teach us? Says the Gemara, ma mincha en in the chelos. El Zichre Kuhuna. The halacha is that the Karban Mincha is only allowed to be eaten by male Kohanim, as the Pasuk says, V'kol Zachor B'bnei Aaron Yachleno, Afko, everybody, all the other Kabbanis mentioned that Pasuk are treated the same way, that they're only eaten to Zichre Kuhuna. So I asked the Gemara Mai, what is the halacha that we are trying to extrapolate here, says the Gemara. If to tell me that the meat of the Chatas V'Oshem are only eaten by Bnei Haran, ask Rabbi Hedyuksiv. The Pasuk says explicitly, Kol Zocha B'Kahanim Yoichel Aysah. So the Torah is very explicit that only Zichrei Kohen eat it. E Zichrei Shlom Etzibur. If we're talking about the two shlum that we've spoken about so much and I'm sechta about that are brought on Shavuos with the Shtei Alechem, says the Gemara, Mebrui of the Cross. There's already another way of knowing that they're only eaten by Zichrei Kohuna. Because the Pasuk says, Bekayish HaKadoshim Tachlena, Kalzacha Yoichel Aysai. And from here we learn that this Pasuk is here to teach us that it's eaten only by Zichrei Kohuna. Limud al zivchei shal mitzubar. We learn from here, and in the chalam al zivchei kuna. So the question is, what are we trying to learn that we haven't learned? And says the Gemara, Tanaihi. There's a machlokes tanoim. Ikedemais loy mehacham. Some learn it from the pasuk of Zayis Torah. Veikedemais loy mehacham. And obviously, this brisa that we're learning now is of the opinion that we learn it from the pasuk of the Hekish of Zayis Tyrus. Chatos, we continue. The Pasuk of Zayis HaTyra says the word, speaks about a Karm Chatos. Ma Chatos Mekatshe Bebelua. The halacha is that something got of the Karm Chatos got absorbed somewhere else. That carbon will now only be able to be eaten like the Kedusha of the Karm Chatos. As we know, the Karm Chatos is a carbon could only be eaten by Kohanim, it could only be eaten in the Azorah, it could only be eaten for a day and a night. And the Torah Kedosh says, Kol Asheyiga B'Bsorah, that anything that comes in contact and absorb from it, Yigdosh, and the Gemara says, Liyos Kamahu, and whatever is the status of this Karm Chatos, whatever is the halacha of this Karm Chatos, will be the halacha regarding this food that absorbed from the Karm Chatos. Av kol, and now we're learning that this halacha will be mekatsha belua. that halacha applies to all kabbanis, that this halacha would be our rule. Asham, continues the brisa, the what did we learn from the carbon asham that's mentioned in that pasuk? To teach us my asham, when we speak about the asham ain't shvir, that there's no sack and there's no feet, the sack and all the other attachments in which an animal, a baby is born, v'shilya kaddish ba, they can't be kaddish, and the reason is because as asham can never comes from the keva, it always comes from a male animal. I've called by all kabbanis, even the kabbanis that can come from a female, ain't shvir v'shilya kaddish ba. The halacha is that the shvir v'shilya are not kaddish. Kesavar, because obviously Rebbe Lezer, who's learning this brisa, is of the opinion that a Vlad Kachim only becomes Kaddish at the moment of birth. Why? The Havayu at the moment of birth. Anything that was there before is not Kaddish. The reason the Gemara uses the word Havayu, so Rashi says, because the pasuk says, "Rak kadoshach hashiyulcha from the derech of a tisa of asal makom." So since the pasuk uses it from that, uses that wording, that's why we learn this. And now says the Gemara, we take this one step further. Don and efshe mishi efshe, because obviously the carbon ashem, all the parts that come with a baby, aren't relevant because it can never be a female. But the fact that that remains the halacha is enough not only to be the halacha, but to serve as a basis for all other situations as well. The pasuk says, Miluim, these were the kabbalists that were brought when they finished the Shemana Shemei Miluim, and they were inaugurating that the Shiv Shemei Miluim, and Rosh Chodesh Nissan, during those days they brought certain kabbalists. The halacha is, if you have leftover carbon by meluim, the halacha is after the time that you may eat it, the halacha is that they have to be burnt. But if you have an animal that was designated for a purpose and was not used, then it doesn't have a chiv sreifa, because the pasuk is quite clear. The pasuk says, "Vim yivasu b'sara amluim emanalechem adaboyka v'sarafta sanoishu be'esh." The Torah is saying that only what was already slaughtered, the halacha is that has to be burnt. But a carbon that was never slaughtered, it was only designated to be used as a carbon, the halacha is that, and then it's not used, the halacha is that it doesn't get burnt. Afko, so too is the halacha that Maisrayim, that whenever you have leftover meat after the time that the carbon was supposed to be eaten, Besreifa, they have to be burnt. However, if we have Ein Bal Chai Maisrayim Besreifa, if we have animals left over that were designated for carbon, there is no Sreifa. The example, the best example that Rashi suggests is, as we've learned many times, if somebody was obligated to bring a carbon, and he designated two kabbanis, and one of them got lost, and they designated another animal, and the first animal is now found. The one is the carbon, one should be used, and the second one is meiser. The halacha of the meiser is as follows. By carbon nedava, it was a carbon that somebody donated that carbon, so the meiser of that carbon should be used for carbon nedava. By chatas asham, as we often say in our shurim, a chatas and asham cannot be brought as a donation. You can only bring a chatas and asham if you're obligated to bring the chatas asham. So now, if we have this leftover animal, what should we do? We should let the animal become a bamum, and then with the money that the proceeds, we buy with it an oilus nidves tzibur, an oil that the tzibur puts on the mizbeach. However, it matters by chatos. That is not always the situation, as we learned extensively 2 days ago. It depends at what point the animal became pregnant at one animal that we designate the Meiser, because under certain circumstances, the halacha is that it's from the Chomish Chattas HaMeses, it's from the Kayan Chomish Chattas that's left to die. The Karen Ira asks, why is there a necessity to learn this drasha? We could learn this already from, there's a halacha Mashmi Sinai, as we just said, what is the halacha by Kayan Chattas, by Asham and Shlomim Ayla, that there are all sorts of psukim that teach us the halacha. That, and therefore he wants to suggest that the halacha is that by all kabbanis, even though some of them, their Torah teaches us what the halacha is, it isn't necessarily the case by all kabbanis, and that's why we need this pasuk. The pasuk said shlomim, mash shlomim afaglim. We know the halacha is that if somebody had a machshav is chutz l'zman, chutz l'kaymai, that's how a carbon becomes pigel. The mispaglin, af kol mafaglin, they make the carbon, not only does the carbon become pigel, but even the nesachim that come with them become pigel, umispaglin, and the carbon itself becomes pigel. So the halacha is that the nesachim that come along with the carbon that has pigel becomes pigel. The masnisatana, says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Mishem de Rav Akiva, a different way, the Gemara now has taught us how Rebbe Lezer uses the pasuk of Zayis HaTorah. But says the Gemara, there's a Brisa that says, in the name of Rebbe Akiva, how we learn, what we learn from this pasuk of Zayis HaTorah, Lo'ilam min chalchatus lo'ashim l'shlom l'zevach ha'shlomim. And again, the pasuk is, now the Gemara is going to delve in. What forces the Rebbe Akiva not to be satisfied with Rebbe Lezer? It's something that we just learned. Because Rebbe Lezer said that we learned that all the parts of the animal are not, all the parts of the female animal, the baby, are not kadosh of the uber. And we learned it, said Rebbe Akiva, from, said Rebbe Lezer, from the carbon asham. Because by the carbon asham, it couldn't be possibly kadosh, because a carbon asham is a male. But, and Rebbe Lezer subscribes to the concept of donen efshir, Mishi Efshir. We can learn a case which is possible from a case that's not possible. But as we learned in our previous year, Rabbi Kiva does not agree to that concept. And Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that ain't donen Efshir Mishi Efshir. We can't learn that way. If that's what Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, then we can't learn this how the way Rabbi Lezer learned Shlomim, the Asham won't work. Because of that, the Gemara offers an entirely different interpretation of this brisa, a entirely different interpretation of this brisa according to Rekiva. So again, says the Gemara, Masnisa Tani, Mishmeid Rekiva, Pasuk says, Zoyz HaTayr Lo'ayla Mincha Chatzus Lo'ashlam Lu'im L'Zevach HaShlamim. Mincha, from Mincha, according to this version, we learned the halacha that we spoke about a few moments ago, Mikadeshus Babalua, that anything that absorbs from the carbon Mincha has the halacha the way Kabbal Mincha is treated. Afkal, so too will be the halacha by all Kabbalists. Afkal, Mikadeshus Babluah, says the Gemara. But we already said earlier in our shiur today that there's a pasuk by the Kabbal Chattos that teaches us that halacha. So Gemara's question is, why do we have to have this halacha both by taught us, both by Kabbal Mincha and both by Kabbal Chattos? Vitzrich l'michta b'chattos, Vitzrich l'michta b'mincha. Dikas rachmanu b'mincha shundurikika. The mincha is very soft. It's a cake. Bala. That's why whatever is poured on it, absorb from it. Avachatis, emalai. But when we speak about the chamachatis, which is not that soft, emalai, we would say that the halacha is that just because something spills on it, it doesn't get absorbed. Vikas rachmanu b'chatis mishundabasar. It's meat. Agav, the shamein, and meat is greasy. And because meat is greasy, it's something that's likely to absorb. Ava mincha emalai. But when we speak about the mincha, which is not greasy, we would say that it doesn't have the din of balua. That's why it's tzricha. Says the Gemara further, what do we learn from the word chattas? Ma chattas ene ba'alam an achulin. As we've been learning, you can't use ma'as ma'as sheni for buying a carbon chattas. as we will see. And the halacha is b'yoyim. The halacha is that you could only bring the korban chatas by day. As the pasuk says, when we speak about the chatas that's brought on Yom Kippur, Tarek Dasha says, ki b'yoyim azay yichap aleichem. So we learn from here that the korban chatas is only brought by day. Furthermore, b'yoda yaminis, the Torah says that the word etzpa and kahuna, that we learned already in Masech the Zvachim, that when those words are used, it's an indication that only the right hand may be used. Af kol, so too is the halacha by all kabbanas and the and chulim. They only may be brought from the chulim. The biyoyim, the krova has to be done biyoyim, or biyada yaminis with the right hand. Ask the Gemara. So he said all of these halachas apply by korban chatas, and then we extend them to all other kabbanas. But ask the Gemara, chatas kufa menola on, how do we know that this is the halacha by korban chatas? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda Dama Krom. The pasuk says by Yom Kippur, Vicar of Aaron has parah chatas eshaloi. From the word loy, we learn loy from his own funds. V'loy mishal maisa, he's not allowed to use maisa funds for that purpose. Says the Gemara, why do we learn that it could only be done b'yoyim? Doesn't the pasuk say b'yoyim tzavoyis b'nei Yisrael akviska b'neiim nafka? And that's the source that all kabbanas could only be brought by day. Says Amar, indeed, k'day nasva. We don't need to learn the halacha that kabbanas are only brought by day from the chatas. It's really learned from that pasuk. B'yoda yaminis, a similar question, says the Gemara. The using the right hand, the kohen has to use his right hand to do the avoida. So the Gemara with Rabbi Babachana nafka, that's learned from what Rabbi Babachana taught us. Dama Rabbi Babachana, Amar Rish Lakish, Kamakam Shnetzba Etzba Avakuna, wherever the Torah uses the word Etzba and or to use Kahuna, and Ali Rimin, it has to be with the right hand. And if it was done with the left hand, the avoida is possible. And by all the, that's the halacha, by all kabbanas. So ask the Gemara, why are you suggesting that we're learning the right hand from chatas? Again, answers the Gemara, today naspa. It wasn't really required. Says the Gemara, furthermore, what do we learn from Asham? Ma Asham atzmois mitarim. The bones of the carbon Asham can be used. You could use the bones to make, in those days they used to make pots and dishes out of those bones. The halacha is that even though the meat of a korban, after the proper time, we know becomes nicer, that only applies to something that's edible. But bones that are not edible are mutter, af kol, so too, every korban, the halacha is atzmois mitarim. It's important to point out that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim says we're only speaking about bones that don't have marrow. The halacha is that those bones could be used for any purpose. A bone that has in it meat, marrow, the halacha is that it can't be used. Furthermore, there's a discussion, what about korban oila? We know that the mark of a korban oila is that it's kollel, that it's completely burnt in the mizbeach. But say to Rishonim that even though the korban oil is kol, completely burnt the mizbeach, the halacha that we just learned, that tzmois of amataram applies to the korban oil. The word miluim, Rabbi Kiv is going to learn to, like Rabbi Lezer, that the moisa habasa, any leftover meat, is besreifa, but it's only meat that the halacha is not the living animal, as we explained earlier in our shiur, that you don't have to burn that. So what we learned till now, says the Gemara, is what the pasuk is coming to teach us about. So ask the Gemara, what will we learn? The whole reason we brought this pasuk into our shiur is because we wanted to find the place that Rabbi Kiva says called Dovah Shebechayva, anything that we're obligated, any carbon that we're obligated to bring, and a ba'alam and a chulun. We could only bring from chulun. But we haven't found yet a place for that. Rabbi Kiva, hi, v'zavach, the pesel Hashem, says the Gemara, he learns it from v'zoy satayra, we learn it from chatas. But now ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't learn it, like Rabbi Elazar did from the word "Vezavachta Pesach Lashem Elokecha Tzoyin Ubakar." Ask the Gemara, where will he? What will Rabbi Akiva use this pasuk for? And the Gemara, my Avadle says the Gemara, my boy, like Rabbi Nachman. Don't Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Avuah, Menayla Moisa Pesach. How do we know that what's left over from the Karban Pesach? That means somebody designated money for Karban Pesach, and after he designated the money from the Karban Pesach, he has, this is the way Rashi learns, he has leftover money that he didn't need to buy the Karban Pesach with. One pshat. Another pshat is a pshat that we often have, where somebody designated an animal for Karban Pesach, and it got lost, and then he designated another animal, and then the first animal was found, that the halach is one is brought as a Karban Pesach, and the other one is a Moisa Pesach. How do we know that that Moisa Pesach is treated as a Shlomim? The halach is that you could bring it as a Karban Shlomim during Pesach, you could bring it as a Karban Shlomim after Pesach. Shnemar, v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem l'kecha tzoyin u'bokar. The pasuk is teaching us that you can bring a Karban Pesach for tzoyin u'bokar. But that's an inherently difficult pasuk, ask the Gemara. Because the halach is, v'lo'ein Pesach ba'al mekvasim an'izim. So how could the pasuk suggest that we could use tzoyin u'bokar to use as a Karban Pesach? To teach us, Moisa ha'Pesach, the leftover, the Moisa ha'Pesach, we just explained what that means, should be brought. Then the Dov HaBom and Tzoyin HaBokar should be used for something that is comes from Tzoyin HaBokar, which is the Karban Shlomim. So, of course, the Rishonim asked the question. We could understand that the Torah is teaching us that when we have Moisa Pesach, it should be used for something else. And we're saying that it should be used for something that comes from Tzoyin HaBokar, which is the Karban Shlomim. But the question actually is, a Karban Oila also comes from Tzoyin HaBokar. So why don't we say that the Moisa Pesach is used for a Karban, for Karban Oila? And the answer, Rashi says, is quite simple. We start with a Pesach, and the Pesach is brought, the Pesach is brought to eat. Shlomim is a Karban that is eaten, whereas the Karban Oila is not eaten. So it makes more sense to say that that it should be used for Karban Pesach, for Karban Shlomim versus a Karban Oila. Another pshat is that the halach is that a pasuk says that it should be used for Tzoyin u'bokar. Now, when we think about Tzoyin u'bokar means both male and female. A Karban Shlomim could come from an animal that is male or female. A Karban Oila could only come from an animal which is a male. So that's why the Gemara is suggesting it doesn't make sense to say that the pasuk is speaking about using it for Karban Oila. But that's the Gemara. Lama Hacha Nafka, is this the source how we know that the Moisa Pesach is used for Shlomim? But ask the Gemara by the Vuh Shmuel Nafka. It's taught from a different limud. The Ksiv, the pasuk says by the Karban Shlomim, Vim and Atzoyin Kabana Lezavach HaShlomim, the words Lezavach Hashlam are superfluous. The whole pasuk is talking about Karban Shlomim over there to teach us. The Karban Pesach that comes from the Tzoyin, Yelizavach Shlomim, should be used for Karban Shlomim. So we have a different source. And ask the Gemara, furthermore, I have another pasuk question. There's a different pasuk, the Tanya. The Braisa, when it speaks about the Karban Shlomim, the Braisa teaches us when the Pasuk speaks about the Karban Shlomim, the Pasuk says, Em keves hu makriv. The Pasuk already said, Vim and atzoyin kabana l'zavach shlomim. The Torah is teaching us the halacha of Karban Shlomim. And tzoyin means kvasim ve'izim. So why does the Pasuk have to say, Em keves hu makriv? The Rabbi said, Pesach la'alya. That when somebody brings a Karban Pesach from a keves, from a sheep, the tail of the sheep should be burnt on the Mizbeach together with the other parts of the Karban Pesach. As the Pasuk says, V'ikr mizevach ha-shlam ish la-shem, chelba ha-ayot tamimah. K'shoyim em keves u-makriv, the word im is superfluous. Love a pesach shavu shenasai. If the common, that's the din by common shlomim. Continues the brayser to say that what happens if you have a common pesach that's over a year old, and the loch is that the common pesach is an animal that has to be within its first year, as the pasuk says explicitly, se tomim zocher ben shana. One, so lahavi pesach shavu shenasai, that a common pesach is over a year old, or shlomim haboa machmis pesach. And as a machlokes rishonim, what is the definition of shlomim haboa machmis pesach? Rashi says it was speaking about chagigas abba asr. The Torah says that but when we bring the common pesach and erev pesach, we should bring a common chagiga, and that Karban Chagiga is what is meant Shlomo Bo Machmas Pesach. Normally, that what that means is that if the halach is that we're not allowed to everybody is supposed to eat a kezias of the Karban Pesach, but you're also supposed to eat the Karban Pesach ala soiva when you're satiated. So if there's not enough meat in the Karban Pesach, we bring along a Karban Pesach, and where we bring along the Karban Pesach, the halach is that we bring along Karban Chagiga, so everybody should get more meat to eat at the Seder. The question is, what is the status of this Karban Chagiga, this Machlokes Rishonim? Is it eaten like all other Shlomim, which we know the halach is eaten for 2 days and one night, or is it eaten only L'yoyim V'layil like the Karban Pesach? Tosfos disagrees with this pshat. And Tosfos says the Shlomo Habo Machmas Pesach is what we spoke about earlier in the shir, the different examples of Moisera Pesach. Says the Gemara, Lavi Pesach Shavu Shenasai, the Shlomo Habo Machmas Pesach, l'chol mitzvos shlomim. They should be treated like a regular carbon shlomim. Yitenu smicha, the halacha is that a carbon Pesach, that a carbon shlomim has to have smicha, the nesachim, which is not the halacha by Karban Pesach. Nesachim, you have to have nesachim with the Karban Shlomim, not with the Karban Pesach. Tenufas chaz v'shoik, all of these are halachas that we've learned in our Masechta. Shomer v'meis kabanai, and then the Torah says v'meis. The Torah differentiates between the kevis and the eis. Hifsek inyan, that teach us that the eis is not completely similar to the kevis. Limud, to teach us that when you're bringing a goat, shein tuna alya, the tail is not bought. So we have, in total, three psukim that Moshe Pesach is brought as shlomim. We had the pasuk the Rabbi Baravua used, we had the pasuk of Avuah the Shmuel, and we just had the Braisa. And the Gemara obviously is asking the question, why do we need three psukim to teach us one din? Tlosa Kroik Sivi answers the Gemara, each pasuk is needed. Chad to teach us, over Zamanoi, that if you didn't bring the Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach, then these are halachas. One is to teach us, over Shenasoi, if the animal is more than a year old. Chad, and one is to teach us that Loi over Zamanoi, Loi over Shenasoi, the case that we spoke before about, that if you designate an animal for Karban Pesach, and then you ended up using a different animal, then the halach is that it's brought as a shlomim. And says the Gemara Vatzricha, it was necessary to teach us all three of these halachas. One cannot be learned from the other. Why? If we only learned the halacha where the animal is too old and Pesach already passed, so this animal can never be used for Karban Pesach. If the time of Pesach passed, but it's not usable. Why? The Chazal Pesach Sheni. It can be used for Pesach Sheni for those that did not bring Pesach Rishon. Emeloi. Maybe it should become a common shlomim. Vim Shmina Ovis Manav Lover Shinosoi. Did claim Pesach Rishon. It's not usable Pesach Rishon. Avloi Ovis Manav Lover Shinosoi. If it's not that way, the filler rose from Pesach, Namichazi, that we could still use it for Pesach Rishon, Emeloi. So maybe there, it doesn't automatically become a Shlomim. The halacha is that tzricha to teach us that in all three of these cases, that the halacha is that they should be brought to the Karban Shlomim. There is a machlokes rishonim. What will be the halacha if Pesach passed and somebody did not bring his Karban Pesach, and then he brings it l'shem Pesach? So some say that that's in the category of bringing Pesach after the time of Pesach, and it's possible. Others say that it automatically becomes a Karban Shlomim. So even though you had in mind that you're bringing it for Karban Pesach, it doesn't make a difference what you had in mind. It automatically becomes a Karban Shlomim. The Mishnah begins now to teach us the halacha about different Karban Mincha. And says the Mishnah, Kol Kabanos, Tzibur V'Yachid, when anybody brings a Karban Mincha, whether it's the Tzibur or it's the individual, Born Min Aretz, they could use grain that's from Eretz Yisrael or grain from Chutz Laretz. Grain is in Chutz Laretz. Of course, many Rishonim asked the question that Chazal were Geyser Tuma on Eretz Amim. So anything that comes from Chutz Laretz is automatically Tumay. So how could it be possibly brought for Karban Mincha? So some explain, we've learned numerous times that a food could only become tamei if it was mukshel lekabel tuma. It has to be mukshel lekabel tuma, means it had to be wet. And what they did here was they watched that this grain should never become wet. And by watching that it should never become wet, even though it's from chutz laretz, it never becomes tamei. Menachadosh, that means it's from grain that was planted after the 16th day of Nisan, before the 16th day of this year Nisan, or Menayoshan, or from grain that was already the 16th day of Nisan passed. Chutz Men Oimer, except when we speak about the Karban Oimer, and we speak about the Shtei Alechem, the Karban Oimer, as we've been learning, is brought on the second day of Pesach. The Shtei Alechem are brought in Shavuos, She'en Abayim Al Chodesh. They only could be brought from grain that came up after the 16th day of the previous year of this past Pesach, not from anything from before that. And moreover, they only come, the grain for the Karban Oimer and for the Shtei Lachem only comes from a grain from Eretz Yisrael and Aretz, only from grain from Eretz Yisrael. So our Mishnah is teaching us that any grain that began to grow only after the 16th day of Nisan is Chadosh, when we bring the Karban Oimer. And Yoshan is something that is from before. The Miches Chinuch tries to understand the wording of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Bos Mena Chadosh. And the question is, how could it be that it's Bos Mena Chadosh? The halach is, you can't use anything until you bring the Karban Oimer. And therefore, how could it be that you could use Chodesh? So he says that, first he tries to say that indeed that's what the Mishnah is saying, that anything that you're going to use for Karban Mincha has to be grain that was, even if it's new, but it's after Pesach. But that's difficult to say, because then what is the Mishnah teaching us? So he says that the Mishnah is trying to teach us, he wants to suggest a pshat, that we're talking about Chadosh that came from Chutz Laretz, and our Mishnah is following the opinion that grain, that there's no halacha, that the halacha is that there is no problem of a Chadosh in Chutz Laretz, and since there's no problem of Chadosh in Chutz Laretz, so for the Oimer and the Shtei Lechem, as we're learning, there are special halachas, but those halachas don't apply for the other Karban Mincha, and there's no Chadosh issue either. The Kulan, continues the Mishnah, all Karban Mincha grain, should be from the best grain available. Says the Mishnah, Ve'ezer Mufcha Shalahem, what is the best grain? Machnas, from places that are called Machnas V'Zatcha. Alpha L'Soilus, those are the best grain that make flour. Alpha is the word Elif in Greek. and it always, which is the first letter, it's a representation of something that's best. Shnilahem, the second best, is Afarayim Bebika, the grain that comes from Afarayim, that comes from Afarayim, that grows in a bika, in a valley. Furthermore, teaches us the Mishnah, Kol HaRotzos, all parts of Eretz Yisrael, that we know that Eretz Yisrael is divided into three regions, Yehuda, Eva, Yarden, and Gala, Hayik Sheris, of kosher to bring from the Korban Mincha, El Shemikan, so we could use any field in Eretz Yisrael. However, they brought from these places, Hay Medinin, because these were the best. So Rashi says, and there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, what is meant when it says Kol HaRotzos? Because as we just said, Kol HaRotzos means, doesn't mean all three regions of Eretz Yisrael, Golol, Yehuda, and Eva Yadin, or is Eva Yadin not included because it's not Eretz Yisrael proper? And it seems that is the opinion of the Rishonim, most Rishonim, that the Eva Yadin is considered Eretz Yisrael in the category of Eretz Yisrael as far as mitzvahs atluyos baretz. And mitzvahs atluyos baretz have to be performed in the Eva Yadin like anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael has does not apply to the Eva Yadin. Says the Gemara Masechta like Atana, our Mishnah is not consistent with the following Tana. The Tanya Omer Abba Min HaYoshen, Omer that came from the Yoshen is kosher. Shtei Alechem Abba Min HaYoshen Ksheris, El Chisa Mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah properly. Says the Gemara, how do we know this halacha? Omer, that the Omer that came from the Yoshen is kosher. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Takriv B'mak Amichas B'korecha. And from the word Takriv, we learn that anything, from the word takriv, we learn that any type of carbon is mutter. Afilu min aliyah, even from the carbon, from the tefuah that was brought last year. And what is meant when we say aliyah? When we say aliyah, means carbon that was brought last year and was put away in the aliyah. The aliyah means the attic, the flower, because the pasuk says takriv is mikas b'korecha. The word takriv comes to teach us that any type of tool could be used. Afilim and aliyah, shtei lechem. How do we know this halacha applies with the shtei lechem? The ksiv mimayshvei seichem taviu from v'loy min chutzlaretz. It can't be from chutzlaretz, but mimayshvei seichem afilu min aliyah. So we see that yoshin is permissible. Ask the gemara v'afikdei. That we just asked the Gemara, we just used the pasuk to teach us that it could come from Chutz Laretz. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, how can we say that it could be Yoshin also? Answers the Gemara, because the pasuk says, Tavi'u, Afilu min Aliyah. Ask the Gemara, V'haimi Ba'ilei, don't we need this to teach us? Shekol Shatamevi Makam Acher, when you're ever bringing it, whatever you're bringing it, Kabbim Mincha, Harei Kazer, as we learned back on Daf Ayin Zayin, the amount of flour to use for each one of the Shtei Lechem is an Isarin. And from there we learn that wherever the Torah says we should bring a challah, it should be Isarin. We used it for the Lachme Taida. And so how can we use for this, that you use Min Aliyah from the Yoshin? Answers the Gemara, Imkan Licht of Krod Tavi, my Taviu. Why did the Torah use Tavi'u Lashon Rabbim? To teach us, Shmami not Tarti, that the halacha is that you could use Yoshan, and that the shear is always in a sarin. But ask the Gemara, doesn't the Pasuk say, Rashis? The Pasuk says, Vavesim's Oimer Rashis Kitzirchim Al-Kayin, and that's by the Mechas Oimer. The Torah, when it speaks about the Shtei Lechem, says, Kamen Rashis Takriva Oisom Hashem. So we see that you have to use the Chadash. Answers the Gemara, that's only L'mitzvah. L'chatchila, we should use Chadash, but you could use the Yoshin. But ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, by the Mechas Oimer, Haksiv Kraft the Milch Chadash L'Hashem. Answers the Gemara, so again, isn't that clearly indication that we have to use the Chadash? Answers the Gemara, Hamid Bar Lelecha Tanya. That pasuk is needed for what was taught. Rav Nosson Rekiva Amru, Shtei Lecham Bos Men Ayoshon, Ksheiris. Oman Ekayim, what do we do with the pasuk of Kraft and Mechah Chadosh L'Hashem? Shtei Chadosho L'Kol HaMenachas. That we can't bring a Karban Mincha from the Chadosh, we can't bring the Karban Mincha, any Karban Mincha from the Chadosh, until we bring the Shtei Lechem. And of course, L'chatchila explains the Karen Oira. Everybody agrees that you should bring from the Chadosh, because otherwise, as we learned previously in our Masechta, they went through so much of an issue to bring, to cut the Omer, even on Shabbos, if it's not necessary, so then why would they have to do so? But the Torah is telling us that, of course, L'chatchila you should bring from the Chadosh, but if you brought from the Yoshon, it's also kosher.